That's exactly just all that can happen at the moment, is wait until funding is in place, that there is widespread testing done on social housing. At the moment, they have no security. They don't know where their future lies, whether they'll be in the house or whether, you know, they just don't know what's going to happen until this testing is done. They have received letters to say, unfortunately, you cannot buy your house until this testing is done. But at the moment, there's just no funding there. And we're asking on the government to make funding available to Donegal Council so the testing can be done.
And I suppose to put it into perspective, in that meeting it was revealed that between 8 and 10 houses have been tested over the past 3 months. So that, like, that is a real, I suppose, lag in getting the testing carried out.
Yeah, there's been very few houses tested because of the funding. The council are using their own funds at the moment to try and move things forward. The houses that have been tested lately are houses that may be attached to another house that could be ready for demolition or something like that. But there's no widespread testing, which is the big problem. And housing estates are sitting not knowing whether they have it, whether they don't have it. They're sitting worried about their future. And just everybody's sitting in limbo at the moment. And until there's money made available for the testing, just to give people a bit of security, that they know that, okay, right, their future is in, their house has defective block or hasn't. They're still sitting there in limbo and they just don't know.
And as well, for people who are wanting to buy their social house to have as their, I suppose, privately owned home, the longer that they need to wait for testing, it's more money that's going on rent that could have been paying off mortgage.
Yeah, it is. And the money is, you know, it's not saying that it's wasted, but they are paying that, but they could be have a mortgage being paid down. Some of the families are sitting there with, they have children with additional needs and they have no security for them. They don't know if something happened to parents in a short time, what happens to their children after that. You know, they need to know that their child is safe in the house after if they're gone or if something happens. But nobody has that. It's just up in the air at the minute until there's money available for the testing and let people know where they stand.